Welcome to the Talking Greyhounds podcast for this Wednesday, the 1st of November. Simon Harrison with you, and from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, James Preston, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you going, mate?
Very well, thanks. So we've got a big race at Wentworth Park on Saturday night, the Vic Peters Classic.
Yeah, sure do, and it's been a lot of weeks of qualifiers here, 2 weeks, and we've now finally arrived at the Group 1 final itself. 75 grand up for grabs here, and it's probably been one of the most competitive final series in recent memory. Five of the eight starters have claimed victory across the nine heats so far, so that's a nice widespread of greyhounds that have done a great job to get to this final and done so in winning fashion. Favourite with the punters and bookies alike appears to be Beacon Street from Box 1. That's not a bad selection by any means. He won a heat in the first week with a sub-30-second time over the 5.20 distance. Also has the inside draw, so a good jump. Should mean he'll go very close to actually winning this one. But as I've been saying to you for probably the last 2 or 3 weeks now, Simon, I'm still going to back Chasing Crackers here. He's the only chaser to have recorded 2 sub-30-second times across both heats. And he also run the fastest so far in this series with 29.62 in the first week. It's not an ideal box in Box 7, but I think with the slow outside surfing dino from Box 8, there's probably a bit of room for him to get off to a good start and then find those rails. So I'm still going to stick with Chasing Crackers, Simon.
So Chasing Crackers, $3.80 at the moment. It's a pretty tight market with those at the top of betting. Beacon Street from Box 1's at $2.80, and then Chalet Palais out of Box 2 at $3.80 alongside Chasing Crackers. And Crash Bandicoot there from Box 6 at $5.50. So what do you make of Beacon Street and his chances from the Cherry?
Well, I think that's probably the biggest sort of advantage that he has, actually running from that inside draw. And look, his times have also been pretty good himself. I mean, obviously, you know, he's won in the first week and then picked up a third last week. So he only just kind of scraped in realistically. It was quite a quick heat that he was in last week. I think Crash Bandicoot ended up getting the better of him there. And obviously in the other one, it was Chalet Palais who got over the top of Chasing Crackers. So those are probably the two favourites, Beacon Street and Chasing Crackers. They were both defeated in the second heats last week. But I think with that inside draw, he's going to be able to get those rails nice and quickly, and that should probably put him in a good stead to, I think, fight it out with Chasing Crackers for the victory.
And there's a good story in this race regarding one of the greyhounds at longer odds, called Only Want Mum.
Yes, this is a wonderful story. Now, unfortunately, it's $51-1, so if it does get up, it'll be a miracle. But it'll be a very fitting miracle, because I think this whole story is a very sort of heartwarming, sentimental one. Now, it's trained by Daniel Flanagan, who is a full-time manager out at the Head & Greta Hotel in Head & Greta itself, which is up near the Newcastle area. And he used to employ the mother of a girl called Ruby. Now, unfortunately, 18 months ago, Ruby passed away after a battle with cancer. And while Ruby was in the hospital itself, the nurses and doctors would be attending to her, and she would always sing out, "I only want Mum." So when Ruby passed away, Daniel promised Rena, the mother, that he would name his next really good dog Only Want Mum. And now after just 6 starts, it's reached a group final. And unfortunately, look, I don't give her a huge chance of winning. Obviously, neither do the bookies at $51-1. But wouldn't it be a fantastic story, Simon, if Only Want Mum gets up here at the Vic Peters final?
Absolutely. And the greyhound must have pretty good ability if it only start number 6, it's in a Vic Peters.
Yeah, it's raced really well throughout the series. It had 2/3. So both times it's only just managed to sneak in. But it is important to keep in mind that, of course, when you're finishing third in those kind of races, it's from the fastest heat because they take the quickest third-place finishers on top of the top two finishers. So obviously it's done a pretty good job so far to get there. It's just a matter of going to that next level. And, of course, it hasn't actually won heat yet, so winning a final is probably maybe a bit of a step too far.
It might be a step too far this weekend, but down the track it seems like there might be some good races awaiting Only Want Mum.
Yeah, certainly a handy dog. I mean, 6 starts, 2 victories and a place. So realistically, if you're placing 50% of the time, you're probably going to have a good career.
So looking forward to the Vic Peters on Saturday night. We'll have a full preview for Wentworth Park Saturday morning with Tim Newbold at 10:45. Now, Greyhound Racing Richmond on Friday, James. We've got the Memorial Maiden Series getting underway.
Yeah, first of 3 weeks here. Of course, it starts this Friday, and then 2 weeks after that, we'll find out who wins it. The listed event worth $15,000 to the eventual winner. And of course, it does start this Friday. 80 greyhounds are, of course, going to be part of this. They're all maidens, which is obviously the point of the Globe Memorial Maiden Series. Every single dog here is yet to win a race. So I always find it funny when they say it's the best 80 maiden greyhounds, because often you can see greyhounds in there that have raced 30 times and they're still yet to get a win. But nonetheless, there's going to be a whopping 7 heats to get through this week. That will then funnel into 4, and from those 4 heats, it'll then be the top two qualifiers there from those 4 heats, making up the starting 8 final, plus the 2 fastest third-place finishers becoming the reserves.
All right, so that's Richmond on Friday. And there's been a new appointment for a CEO of Greyhound Racing New South Wales.
a new CEO and a new deputy CEO as well. So we're really getting forward in terms of the regulation and the admin side of everything happening here with Greyhound Racing New South Wales. And they're really good appointments. I'm excited about them. I think Tony Meshtrov, if people aren't 100% familiar with who he is, he's come from the Gold Coast Titans. He was the chief operating officer there. Before that, he was at Hockey New South Wales for around about 5 or 6 years as the CEO of that that organisation there. So he has a lot of business and admin experience, particularly with sports administration. And before that, many a time ago, around about 15, 20 years ago, he was actually playing in the NRL, both the Manly Seagulls and the South Sydney Rabbitohs. So he's a person that's always been around sport. And since he's left actually playing, he's done a great job in terms of bringing in new revenue, working with stakeholders, and just increasing the communication output of any organisation he goes to. And I think he's a really smart appointment because it is very important to get fresh eyes on an industry, which realistically, as you're aware, Simon, has gone through a lot of turmoil, probably, it's fair to say, in the last 2 years. And to just come into that without having to have the burden of being part of that process, but also understanding what makes a successful business work, and also having that understanding of working with government organisations and stakeholders, which he did with Hockey New South Wales. I think that's really important for Tony to bring on board when he starts here on November 20.
So a new CEO and deputy CEO as well.
Yeah, and Dale Brown is our deputy CEO. He's probably a little more focused in terms of the racing side of things. Obviously, he's come from being the head of integrity out there at Racing Victoria. Obviously, that's looking more at the horses there, given it is Racing Victoria, but to suggest that he doesn't know anything about the greyhound industry is completely incorrect. Obviously, they're quite closely linked industries, both the horse racing and the greyhound racing. And realistically, the integrity focus is very similar. I mean, we're looking at animal welfare. We're looking at our participants doing the right things. He's looking after the stewards, making sure that they're putting in appropriate practice and best practice, for that matter, whenever they're at the track or when they're in head office here. So I think those two are going to form a really effective team and a good partnership, because you've got the business side of things where Tony will be out there working with stakeholders, working with government, and then looking at the more regulatory functions will be Dale Brown, our deputy CEO. So I think those two combined are going to do a really good job moving forward.
Righto, James, was there anything else on the agenda?
No, mate, that's pretty much it. So if you're out there at Richmond, of course, make sure to get down there this Friday night, November 3. And then on Saturday, it is, of course, the final of the Vic Peters, which is going to be a great race there. 75 grand up for the winner. So, yeah, two great racing events happening Friday, Saturday this week. So I think I know what I'll be doing with my weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks very much for your time, James, and enjoy the week ahead.
You too, Simon.